So speed to process is vital. That lender's got other clients. They've got people they're qualifying. They got people they're running through, whatever, whatever. We can't let that lender's world get in front of us making this transaction happen.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Why speed to process is important as a real estate agent. Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about why speeding up the real estate process is vital for agents. In this episode, Dan explains how competitive the market is and that buyers and sellers often have multiple options to choose from, and time is of the essence. Learn more about the importance of speeding up the real estate process as an agent in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
All right, Dan, I've got an opportunity here going.
Okay, what you got going on?
All right. Now, I sat at an open house about, say, 3 weeks ago or so. And one of the, it was a condo, and a person in the building came and seen the condo. Said they was very much interested, got back in touch with me the next day. Said that they was going to go to their bank. They got with my lender. My lender is now working with them to get their financing straight. Now, the situation is that they have to sell their condo to purchase this condo. So I'm working on figuring it out to structure it properly, where as if we're going to put the condo up for sale at a reasonable price so they can sell. Point is to get into the other condo because it's a two-bedroom versus a one-bedroom. We're not really trying to make money. We're just trying to make the switch. So figuring it out, asking you what is the best course of action.
Okay. All right. First of all, congratulations. Incredible, dude. Like, awesome. Don't want to pass that by, okay? So what you want to do is, and this is true for everything that we do. Speed to process is vital to make the transaction happen. Okay. It's always vital, speed to process. Mostly it's vital because, the longer that the process goes, the more opportunity that this principal buyer or seller has to go find somebody on Zillow, find somebody on Redfin, have a cousin, say whatever. So the more opportunity you have to never do the transaction. Now, all that being said, what you would want to do in this scenario is you want to get that property on the market today. And then you want to give the listing agent of the other property a call, submit the offer now, contingent on your property selling. Now, they may not accept that because that's not in the seller's necessarily best advantage. Typically, when you're doing an offer contingent on a sale, your property's going to already be under contract.
Right.
All right. So that's really what you really sort of want. But that being said, it doesn't mean there's no fast rules on that, right? It's just you have to be able to convince the seller of that property that you're going to be able to sell your listing and they're not going to take their property off the market and have it stagnate.
Okay. Now, one of the issues I've been attempting to get the property listed, but the customer wants to put her money, her finances in place before she puts it on the market.
That should take an hour.
Well, my lender has been pretty in-depth asking for WT forms and all that kind of stuff because of, I guess, the complexity of her being a self-employed person and that kind of thing. So there's a little bit of twists and turns going on in here.
Basically, what we need to do is we need to find out what the heck we need to do to get this buyer qualified today. Like, remember, so speed to process is vital. You understand that? That lender's got other clients. They've got people they're qualifying. They got people they're running through, whatever, whatever. Okay. So you have to be assertive to make it happen, right? You can't just like hope that somebody else is going to take charge of this. You can't just hope that the lender is going to lead it, that the buyer is going to lead it. Sometimes that happens. And when it does, it's great. But absent that, you got to lead it. All right. And you've got to have the intensity, the assertion of, we got to figure this out today. Okay. So again, I hope everyone sees like the process, like sees the intensity, the speed to lead, the speed to process. Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing.